This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
KKK was trending on Twitter over the weekend, and it made me wonder what the Democrats were up to. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to No Holds Barred Radio. We call a skank, a spade. We call Democrats what they are, scumbags, liars, people who will sell this nation out for a song, for pennies. They sold us out to the Chinese, they sell us out to the Russians, they sell us out to our so-called partners, and they don't skip a beat. They lie about vaccines, they lie about climate change. By the way, I talked the other day on the show, I said, I still want to hear from the people who were, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation about vaccines. I want to hear from them, and I want to get the truth about it from them. Was I right or was I wrong? Am I an epidemiologist or a virologist? No, I'm neither of those things. But you know what I do have in abundance? Common sense. And I told you about this nonsense. And what's happening? We're finding out SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, is happening all over the country. Unknown death for this 34-year-old, this 52-year-old, this 46-year-old, 21-year-old. Unexpected, unexplained, natural causes. Yeah, the only natural cause is they all got the shot. That's what most of them are dying from. We got veterans. By the way, the government lying to us about the number of veterans being killed by suicide. You know what I heard? It's 40% higher than the VA reports. But you want to trust these people. These are the people who are supposed to give us the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And you know what they do? Every time they get on TV, every time they get on the radio, every time they put out any publication, it is nothing but lies, propaganda. No better than anything the Chinese do. And we think we live in a constitutional republic, as the Democrats want to call it, a democracy. We're not. We're neither. We're neither. I'm all for communism in roads and bridges and making sure that we take care of our widows and orphans and our invalids and people who can't work. But you know, that's where communism ends and individualism and capitalism takes over. And we should be well into the 90% of a capitalist society governed as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Anyway. The KKK is at it again, folks. These Democrats, these so-called leftist progressives, they're at it again. But it's not working. And I will give you every show, I try to do something to give you at least some inkling of how to look at the news and interpret it, number one. And number two, what you can look at things for as a metaphor for your understanding of how the world works. Because there's nothing new you'll learn today from me outside of, oh, well, the royal, you know, the so-called royal death or burial of Elizabeth, which, you know, okay, somebody died. What? Is that shocking news? Somebody that a lot of people know dies. It happens every day in some cultures. And here's what's interesting. In most cultures, they don't even care about the person who died. I'll tell you this. There are very few black people in America who give a crap that Elizabeth died. There are very few Indians. Well, India may be different because the British were there for quite a bit. But there are many places in Africa that give a crap about Elizabeth dying. China doesn't care. Oh, they'll send their dignitaries, but the most of the population doesn't have a care in the world about Elizabeth. You know who I watched axe throwing the other day. I love watching axe throwing. I know that'll freak some people out, but I do. I like to throw knives. I like to throw stars, and I haven't thrown axes, but I'd like to throw axes. And there's a bunch of white boys throwing axes, and they're very, very gifted at it. Let me tell you something. In their circles, the guy who wins, I watched this dude win, man. He's amazing. He's a superstar in the axe throwing world. Nobody knows him. You don't know him. I don't even know his name, and I watch his sport. But in his sport, he is king. Don't talk to him about Charles. Don't talk to him about Elizabeth. He's king. Who's king of your world? If you're smart, as my friend Foster would say, the Lord is the chairman of my board. And I hope he's the chairman of your board. He's the chairman of mine, and I fall short of him all the time. God must just sit up there shaking his hand and chuckling at me, shaking his head and chuckling at me, going, Kev, come on now. Come on, man. He's not saying that because then he would be Biden. He's saying, come on. But he also knows I work hard at it. In my failures. Anyway, back to the show. The key performance indicators from Biden are not very good. The housing market is tightening. Home builder confidence, I'm reading this, which gauges the market conditions in single family construction, has plummeted over the past few months as the housing market takes a beating and appears to now be facing recessionary conditions. It's funny, I was looking at something else and it was a recent article. Are we headed for a recession? Really? Are you really going to try to sell that lie? Two running quarters of the GDP going negative and they still going, well, that really doesn't apply because we've had a lot of job openings and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, folks, we're going to point out the inconsistencies with what these members of the Klan are doing, these Democrats, the people destroying all cultures. They're like locusts. A locust is indiscriminate. It doesn't care whose crop it eats. It doesn't care whether it's destroying crops in Africa, Asia, Canada, whatever. They just eat all they can and they move on. And that's what Democrats are. They are locusts. If you think, LGBT, that the Democrats are really helping you, no, they're not. They're dehumanizing you. Black folks, you've heard me talk about it. The left are dehumanizing you. They want to make you about your skin color. The LGBT, they want to make you about your sexuality. Seriously. You want to go for that? You're going to let these clowns define you based on who you choose to have sex with or how you choose to have sex? That's ridiculous. Look, you may be a complete freak to me. I know some. But I'll tell you this, it doesn't change my love of you as a human being. Look, I'm not going to get into the craziness of the world because you can figure it out for yourselves. Keep yourselves away from it as long as you can. Okay? I respect the Amish and people like that in that way because they don't subject themselves to the things that we get to see because you can't unsee some things. But I will tell you, stay away from it as long as you can, but understand that it exists and it doesn't impact. Unless you are hurting somebody, you're damaging a child, or you're doing something to a person against their will, I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are, what you do. Do you. I think most of us are into that live and let live. We've got a lot to talk about. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chief economist Robert Dietz said inflation has rattled the economy. He says the total volume of single-family starts will post a decline in 2022, the first decrease since 2011. Surging to 8.3% as measured by the Consumer Price Index, the inflation is through the roof. The too high inflation has triggered a chain reaction, beginning with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, which is now filtered down to residential construction through higher mortgage rates. The construction industry, they say, is a good gauge of overall health of the economy and can be an early indicator of recessions because of how many jobs it supports, how many goods are used in the construction process. So these people are reporting that construction's down. They can define a recession any way they want. We're in the midst of a recession. We've been in a recession, and it's huge. And I'm going to tell you something. I feel it. I didn't feel it for a while, but our electricity bill has gone up. I know it's at least a third higher. So what used to be $400 a month is now $600 a month. I can tell you, point blank, my fuel cost
I'm talking about going back and forth. What I used to do, traveling with my kid, taking him to baseball, whatever, is up for us. I can guarantee you at least $300 a month. $300. My food cost, same thing. I can safely say Biden has easily cost me somewhere between $700 to $1,000 a month more just to survive. Just to survive. And I bet many of you feel the same. But, and so he goes on 60 Minutes and they do a, I don't even want to cover it because I listened to the clips. I didn't watch it. Somebody asked me how to watch it. Of course I didn't watch it. I wouldn't watch anything with Biden in it. But when I saw the clips, softball questions, and it, you know, they aren't trying to ask hard questions of Biden. If they did, they would ask about Hunter's indictment. And of course, I heard Biden's response. I don't even want to play the clips. My producers are like, we have the clips. I get it. I don't want to play them. I'm not even, this isn't about Biden except to tell people that he's a putz. He's a horrible president. I literally tweet this every time I'm on Twitter. I mean, I don't say every day because I'm not on it every day. But I tweet it every time I'm on Twitter that Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. Bar none. The worst. And the media and the Democrats try to, oh, no, no, look at him. He even talked about his cognitive abilities. He says, you know, Mr. President, he goes, you're old. He goes, yeah, but I'm doing good, aren't I? Trying to appear like, oh, look at me. And his mind is all together. It was funny. He doesn't even realize in the statement, maybe we'll play this particular one, because this is the one where he contradicts himself. It's hysterical. He doesn't even get it. He doesn't even understand that he's contradicted himself. Look, as we age, things change. And I'm going to tell you, I dread the day when I'm really forgetful, when I really don't understand where I'm at in my surroundings. I dread that time. And I've looked at life and said this. God made us very, very well. If we could keep our youth and our sanity as we age, we would want to live forever. If I could be like I was at 30 and still be increasing my brain power and learning more things, and gaining a deeper and more richer understanding, correcting wrongs of my youth, how long would I want to live? There'd be cures for all the things that ail me, and I get up feeling like I could go run 100 in just over 10 seconds, and I'm looking good, and I've got the physique I had when I was, you know, 25, even 30. Hell, at 30, I was a Greek god into my 40s, right? I say right, and I expect you to agree. Now, right? Yeah, exactly. But I was. I got carded at a casino. I was 41 years old. I walk into a casino. I get carded. And the guy said, I need to see your ID. And I'm like, really? He looked at me like, yeah. I hand him my ID. This dude's like 25. He hands it back to me like, dang. Like, I had no idea. He thought he was older than I. I'm not exaggerating. 41 years old. I'll never forget. I was walking up the ramp. I'm thinking I'm just going to go in. We card everyone under 25, whatever the number was. And I'm like, oh, he ain't going to card me. I'm giving my player card. He's like, I need to see some ID. I'm like, what? What kid? What child? And I remember, never get the look on his face. Like, dude, really? It's like, yeah, man. Kept walking. So, but if we, the point is that if I could feel that way, I wouldn't, have you ever wake up if you're over 50, 60 years old, whatever, and you go, you're just like, man, ooh, I'm tired. I can only imagine, you know, I hear 70, I play golf with guys that are 70, some of them 80, and they'll say, well, Kevin, it's getting tougher. One of my good buddies, Bernie, he's 83, he'll be 84 in November. He says, Kevin, I'm checking out, man. My body's shutting down. Now, I don't know what that feels like, but I think
he probably knows for a fact his body is shutting down. And that's and here's what's interesting about it. I think you come to a point where you accept it. You're like, ew, I'm glad. I remember my Aunt Mary. She was 100 and, you know, I met her when she was 95. And we'd go see her every year. And she, the last time we went to see her 2 years before she died, she says, well, she said, I'm glad you came up, nephew. She goes, but you might as well stay for the funeral. And she would say to me, there are days I get up, I just wish God would take me. And I was like, who could want God to take him? But she, you know, life was not easy at her age. I get it. Anyway, look, here's my point. Joe Biden, life ain't easy. It's not going to get any easier. And Democrats, you have a guy who's aging in dog years, and it's not going to get any better for you. This economy, based on, they said the NAHB, which is the National Association of Home Builders, announced that the home building confidence has fallen for 8 straight months. Builder confidence in the market for newly built single-family homes plunged 6 percentage points this month to fall into negative territory for the first time since the brief period at the beginning of the pandemic, a.k.a. scamdemic. So, yet again, more proof this economy is going into the toilet. You don't need it. You know what keeps this economy propped up right now? All that extra money you have to pump into it. And what the Democrats hope is going to happen is that you get desperate and you take on more jobs. And they'll count those jobs as, oh, look, we're filling out more jobs. No, they're not. People are having to work more, work harder. The lazy people are not going to work, no matter what. When we come back, more hypocrisy and irony.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 5 permanent members of the Security Council just reaffirmed that commitment in January. But today, we're seeing disturbing trends.
President Biden addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, the president saying nuclear war cannot be won and should never be fought. A more than $1 billion jackpot has been claimed, but we may never know who won it. That's because the Illinois Lottery says the winners who are splitting the prize wish to remain anonymous. They won the $1.4 billion jackpot in late July after stopping at a store in the Chicago area. Walmart is hiring 40,000 seasonal and full-time workers for the holiday season. The retail giant saying it's filling various positions, including seasonal and customer service associates, as well as 1,500 truck drivers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of interesting things happen in the news, and you don't hear about it. You can't possibly hear about all the news. And here's what's kind of interesting about when you think about the old days where we had the newspaper and there was not this quick access to everything you could get in the news, is that it was still happening. Scandals were still going on. Leftist Democrats, you know, the KKK, were still doing all the things that they do, terrorizing black people, terrorizing gays. Oh, they don't frame it that way. It doesn't appear that way in their periodicals, in their left-wing Politburo propaganda nonsense. No, it doesn't appear that way. They appear to be helping everybody, right? But, yeah, they're helping them, just like that social worker tried to help that young 12 or 13-year-old girl become a prostitute. Yeah, that's how they help you. The way Acorn was going to help James O'Keefe set up a prostitution ring for underage Guatemalan girls. Yeah, that's how Democrats help you. And, oh, it wasn't at one location. I talked about this the other day. It was at multiple locations. That's how they do. So we get this story out of Florida. The school boards in five Florida counties flipped to conservative majorities. This was a few weeks ago, with the help of endorsements from Governor Ron DeSantis. They have Ron DeSantis leading Crist like 55 to something. I can't believe in Florida that Ron DeSantis isn't 70 something to whatever whoever runs against him. Here are the counties that flipped: Miami-Dade, Sarasota, Duval, Martin, and Clay held school board elections on election day. The conservative school board candidates in five counties won their races, resulting in a flip in the majority on these school boards. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. I give you this information because I want you to understand we are winning. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, good news here. If you're from New Orleans, you're back on top. You are now the murder capital of America. You surpass St. Louis. Wall Street Journal reported Louisiana City on the Mississippi near the Gulf of Mexico recorded the highest homicide rate of any major city so far this year. 41 homicides per 100,000 residents. The Metropolitan Crime Commission, Inc., a nonprofit that works on crime-reducing strategies in the city. Hey, I have an idea. Here's a crime-reducing strategy. Don't elect Democrats. That's the biggest crime. If you want to find, you want to study, I'll give you a study. In every city where crime has gone through the roof, let me guarantee you this. The Democrat is a mayor. Is the mayor. So if you don't let Democrats be the mayor, that's step one, you would think. In those same cities, the city councils are dominated by Democrats. Get rid of the city council and let them be run by Republicans. The chief of police is probably a Democrat. Get rid of the chief of police as a Democrat and bring in a law and order police officer. Problem solved. I know. Hard to believe. Kevin, you're so smart. You're the smartest guy in the world. I love you. I love you too. We love each other. I know, man. This is such a complicated issue. Woo! Man, thank goodness that I exist to solve this problem for the Democrats. Doesn't it drive you crazy? This is a problem that's easily solvable. All they got to do is do it. But they don't. So they went on, they said this. The homicide rate is up 141% compared with the same period in 2019. It pointed out, carjackings are up 210%, shootings 100%, armed robberies up 25%. The homicide rate is on pace to surpass last year's rate, which was the worst since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Just giving you the facts, folks.
Just the facts, ma'am.
They said the city's spike, you ready? You ready to understand how it happened? The city's alarming spike in homicide rates comes at the same time as progressive prosecutor Jason Williams became the district attorney of the metro in early 2021. He promised a, quote, more selective approach to prosecutions that goes, quote, beyond punishment. Being more selective about prosecutions will allow us to focus on the crimes that matter most to all of us, Williams said last year, adding, we've got to go beyond punishment and invest in our communities. Now, that sounds great, because on paper, it's true. The problem is, they don't do it. They said, Williams' criminal justice reforms have resulted in a drastic decline in, you ready for this word, people? Accountability. For violent felony offenders. Here's what I'm going to tell you. And I know this is going to be a shock to your system, but stay with me, folks. The criminals do not care about your life. These criminals have no concern about your humanity. Now, here's what's interesting about the left. The left will tell you their focus is on humanizing and making people understand humanity, blah, blah, blah. These people are the least humane on the planet. They fight dogs. They kill dogs. They torture animals. And they kill people with little regard for your humanity, if any. Now, correct me if I'm lying. I'll tell you what. Phone the smartest leftist you know. Have them call the program and debate me. 844-551-8255. I'm asking for this debate. Here's what's interesting. I was at Hillsdale. I sat in a class with a professor. I literally took a class because Hillsdale wanted us to see what the experience was like. And let me tell you, I sat through that class. When we left, I said this. I'm no good for higher ed anymore. I'm so evolved beyond their thought process. This is an amazing professor, and he's teaching kids, and they're asking questions. I ask one question. The professor had to dance around it because he wanted to get through his agenda. But we could have talked for an hour on one aspect of it, and it would have been a riveting conversation. And I said to myself, I would love to be a visiting professor and teach some of these classes because these people are so warped. I'm not talking about this Hillsdale professor, but I'm saying I can only imagine what leftists are teaching based on the one class that I sat through in a truth seeking university. It floors me. And so anyway, I'm going back to this. We have so many contradictions. And leftism is, we can just do a study on crime in these cities, connecting the dots, explaining how leftism believes that, oh, we're going to, you know, it's the behaviors and all these other things. And here's what's interesting about all of it. You ready? I'm going to tie it all together for you in a nice, neat bow. Every one of these issues goes back to family. That's it. You ready for some hard and true answers? I just gave it to you. Family. If you honor your family, if you respect your family, if you have a good familial environment, if you want privilege, have a family. Keep that family together as long as you can. Look, there are great families. I'll tell you a quick story. There are great families. You know what happens when a parent dies, when the mother or the father? A child loses it. Your child could be absolutely the best child on the planet through age 12, and a mother or a father die, and your child can lose it. That's how tight family is. And it isn't because the other parent isn't any good. It's because that child, it goes through a trauma that is something that most people don't understand. Having lost my mother at 5, I understand it a little bit. But I couldn't imagine having lost my mother at 12 when I really would have known her. And let me tell you, anywhere along that continuum, if that happens, you're going to have a child who's jacked up. And so these kids are losing their parents at birth. They're losing them at 2 years old. They're losing them at 5 years old. They lose them at 7. They got parents running in and out of their lives. They're getting parents, losing parents, getting parents. But I'm talking about baby mamas and baby daddies. And we're expecting them to be well-behaved, disciplined, adjusted citizens. And they got daddy and mommy issues out the wazoo. And I'm telling you right now, in the most functional family on the planet, if you lose your mom or your dad at a certain age, it will impact you in ways that only the psychologist can look at and say, well, where on the timeline did you lose your parents? You should lose your parents when you're an adult and you can handle it. That's why if a parent has a baby, you know, at 20, 21, 25, has kids, those kids, you know, by the time your parents are 40, 45, you're in your 20s. By the time your parents are in their 70s or whatever, you lose them. The grandkids learn about life and death, and the cycle continues. When that cycle is disrupted the way it is in this country and around the world, it is jacked up beyond belief. What do you think you're going to get? You're going to get the attitudes that we have right now, the craziness that is permeating our society is a direct result of losing these parents in whatever form or the other. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about crime and family, Neighborhood Scout says the 10 most dangerous cities are, here they are in order, Detroit, Michigan, Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, Flint, Michigan, St. Louis, Missouri, Danville, Illinois, Saginaw, Michigan, Anchorage, Alaska, and Camden, New Jersey. Now that is based on these factors: violent crime rate, property crime rate, unemployment rate, poverty rate, and median income. So it's not just strictly violent crime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're breaking down this very centralized thing that we all understand about how do you solve the crime problem in America. And it has two things that are thematic. that you're going to want to look at every single time. One is the destruction of the family, and two is Democrats being in control. So it's an easy correlation. If you destroy the family, you'll have high crime rates, and Democrats love destroying families, and they love high crime rates. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about New Orleans supposedly having taken over number one from St. Louis. That's to be determined, because everything I see still has St. Louis as being the top crime city. A city with a population of 318,000. And it is certainly, unquestionably, one of the top three most dangerous cities in the country. Now, what's interesting about leftists, when they point out the crime rate, they'll say this: but still, America's cities are much safer than cities around the world. Look at what's going on in Caracas, Venezuela. I swear, there's a comparison. It's two times more dangerous than any American city. Yeah. Why? Because in Venezuela, they have hyperinflation. These people are eating their pets, for goodness sakes. What do you think? Where are we headed? Under Joe Demented Biden, where are we going? Rapid inflation. We're in a recession. We're in a very inflationary period, which could easily lead to hyperinflation at the rate these people are spending money. Venezuela, that's your comparison? Anyway, so that was the report I read earlier was from February of 2022. Here's one that's from April of 2022. Here's the list: Memphis number one, St. Louis number two, Springfield, Illinois number three, Chattanooga, Tennessee number four, Little Rock, Arkansas five, Oakland, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Tulsa, Oklahoma, North Charleston, North Carolina, and New Orleans, Louisiana. So New Orleans appears on the top 10 in April of 2022. So between April of 2022 and now, New Orleans has been shot up to number one. Now again, understand this. St. Louis in this report remains the most dangerous city for violent crime. See, when they look at crime, they look at, you know, things like murder, and then they look at manslaughter, they look at rape, they look at robbery, and so on and so forth. In the way of murder, St. Louis is number one. Strong number one per 100,000 people. The number of people who are killed in St. Louis is more than any other city in America. And as I often remind people, Chicago, in each of these reports, is number 71. Even though I used to come on over the weekends and tell you the Chicago shoot 'em up bang bang series. And the reason why the Chicago numbers are interesting is because it's a big metropolitan area. And so the numbers are large. It'll be 53 people shot, you know, 7 killed. But if you go look at St. Louis, it might be 22 people shot, 3 killed. Well, given that St. Louis is 1/8 the size of the city of Chicago, and the metro area is probably roughly the same in terms of density, St. Louis is much more deadly, as are Memphis and Chattanooga and all these other places. Now, if you were wondering, Kevin, there were a lot of new cities listed from, like, Chattanooga wasn't on there, and Danville, Illinois was on the top list, as was Flint, Michigan, as was Anchorage, Alaska, as was Camden, New Jersey. Why are these places being listed, but they're not listed in the second report, which only has Memphis, St. Louis, and Memphis and St. Louis, I think, might be the only, maybe Springfield, Illinois is close to that other Illinois city. But most of these cities were new. And it's because of the way they measure. One's measuring mostly violent crime. The other threw in things like median income and employment rate and things like that. But in pure crime statistics, you know, St. Louis and Memphis, they're always going to be up there. So I come back to, and I think this is, let me put it this way. I've been to a lot of symposiums and things on, you know, how do we fix problems and things like that. And we're currently working on a project to fix, you know, to help curb this appetite for violence that leftists have created in certain communities. And in doing that,
as I said, I haven't heard anybody talk about how the crime rate is technically tied to the lack of cohesive, functional families. Nor have I heard anybody talk about how losing one's parents in minority and at-risk communities lends itself to violence and or acting out, as it were. You know, show me a girl who loses her father, for example, when she's 13 or 14 years old, and she might lose her mind in college and be very promiscuous. Now, I don't know. I haven't done any studies on this. I'd have to look at studies, but I'm convinced I'm right about this. Because I can tell you, losing my mother at 5 definitely had an impact on me, and had I been in the wrong circumstances, things could have been very different in my life. So I'm looking at these kids who, they don't, yes, you can lose a parent to death in the black community. You probably do lose a parent to death in the black community more than any other ethnic group. And when I say death, I'm talking about violent death. Next, you lose a parent because we die younger. Parents in the black community, you know, I don't know what our mortality rate is, but it's the lowest, I believe, of any ethnic group in America. So you have that factor. Throw in the geography of things, which of course leads to two things. One, the crime rate, which we've talked about, and two, the lack of, say, better foods and things like this that's within proximity. So we tend to eat junk food and things like this. And you get lower health conditions. Then black folks fear of going to the doctor and all these other things. But the critical thing is that family, not having that family unit and losing that parent. We lose parents to incarceration. So a black kid not only might lose his parent to violence, but he'll lose his parent to some, you know, they catch a case, as we say in the vernacular. And then, what about the parent who, what about the multiple jockeying of parents where a woman might have 3 or 4 or 5 significant boyfriends that she brings into the lives of her kids willy-nilly, unlike other ethnic groups where, you know, they say, I'm going to keep you at arm's length until I know you're the legitimate person. You know, black women sometimes find themselves in circumstances that say, look, if this guy's willing to pay a few bills, I'll endure. It's a completely dysfunctional way of looking at things. So this is where we find ourselves. And look, I don't care where Memphis ranks and St. Louis and Springfield and Chattanooga versus Flint and Anchorage or whatever else. Violence is violence. And what's begetting this violence has commonality that needs to be addressed. And as conservatives and certainly as Republicans, people need to be touting this. And it's more than just an anecdotal discussion or some, you know, surface level discussion. We need to be talking about this at a deeper level. I know this. At No Whites Allowed, we will cover this issue. We will cover this crime rate that's based, you know, to a lack of cohesive functional families and minority kids losing their parents over and over and over at an early age. Yeah, I'm talking about you lose a parent and you get a new parent and that guy walks away and that woman walks away or whatever. Whatever the circumstances, they go to rehab, they go to prison, who cares? What's the fallout? And if you're interested in fixing this stuff and being part of the think tank that's addressing these types of issues, this is what I want Americans for Real Change, ARC, to delve into as we expand this thing around the country. And you'll hear more about that as we move along. In the meantime, definitely support the Kevin Jackson Network and what we're doing because I want to bring light to these situations and start changing trajectories of these children.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.